sold mostly hot dogs and hamburgers because you'd walk by there as a kid and smell those things. No money to buy them with.
So as a kid, you didn't eat out very much?
No.
But how about now? You said you go to the Southern Skillet. How about other places?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, just like everyone else, you know, you go to Outback, you go to any new place, I guess.
What do you think the differences are between Roswell and Atlanta?
Well, you know, anymore, I don't think there's that much difference. You know, then there was a lot of difference, but, you know, now I don't think there's that much difference. You know, I can remember back when Roswell had one policeman and he didn't even have a patrol car. You know, he'd drive his car up to the park. He'd park it and he'd walk around and had an old jail up there that was made out of tin. And some of we didn't have any crime here. Some of the guys, you know, there was certain guys, you know, after they got off from work on Friday nights, you know, they kind of celebrated a little on the weekend, and they might have to put one of them in that jail. But when he got sober and got to want to go home, he just kicked the side out of it and go home. You know, it reminds me of Mayberry a little bit, but they finally had to build one out of rock so they couldn't get out.
Somebody mentioned bootleggers that would come through town.
Oh yeah, I knew a lot of them, they would come through town, with a load. The car would only have a driver's seat in it. I knew a lot of them, and they'd have, and everything else would be filled up with gallon jugs or cans. And I know in the early 50s we got a policeman here, and they had a patrol car then, and that was his hobby, running those bootleggers. And he would run them till he caught a lot of them, too. So.
Where did the bootleggers come in from?
At Dawsonville. They'd, you know, the policeman that was really into that, they'd sit around here and watch for them. They'd see them go up, and they knew this coming back. They knew who they were, and they knew this coming back with a load. So they'd be waiting on them. They knew about what time they were coming back, and chase was on.
Who did they sell their goods to?
It went to Atlanta. You know, there was a network down there for it where they sold it. I guess you would say they were wholesaling to them, and then the people down there would distribute it out. But it all went to Atlanta, because a lot of the people up here made their own. You know, that needed it. They had them a little steel set up. They'd get chopped down sometime, but they'd set up another one. You know.
What do you think has changed about Roswell, and what hasn't changed?
Well, you know, what has changed so much is the simplicity of the way things used to operate back, you know, in the 40s, 50s, and part of the 60s. You know, if you needed something, you knew who to go talk to, you know, and just like the city fathers, you know, then you didn't have to jump through hoops to get anything approved. You might meet him on the street and talk to him about what you want to do, and I said, well, you know, go ahead and do it. You know, you could tell them what you were doing, and you'd go ahead and do it. But, you know, I understand that how things had to change. You know, back then,